Several states are debating the use of the Confederate flag in the wake of last week's massacre in Charleston. Lawmakers in South Carolina voted to allow discussion about removing the flag from the grounds of the state house. Virginia's governor wants the flag removed from license plates. And in Mississippi, where the old Confederate battle flag is incorporated into the design of the state flag, the Speaker of the House says it's time for that to change. Desiree Frazier of Mississippi Public Broadcasting has more.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant says he's not in favor of making any changes. He says residents voted by a 2-1 margin in 2001 to keep it, and he supports that decision.
I don't think that we need to go about trying to supersede the will of the people. The discussion was certainly not deftone to, but their vote was taken. It was on the ballot, and I think across the state of Mississippi, a fairly strong vote to keep it.
State Representative Alice Clark, who is African American, has spent 30 years in the Mississippi legislature. She says lawmakers have tried before to change the flag, but the bills never went anywhere. Now that House Speaker Philip Gunn wants it removed, she's elated.
I think we have come a long ways, and I think a change with the position of the flag would show progress for Mississippi. I hate for us to be the last state that's willing to do something about it.
Clark regrets it took the deaths of 9 African Americans attending church in South Carolina to draw attention to the issue and the message of racism that many associate with the Confederate symbol.
Sometimes it takes pretty horrific things to jolt us.
That's Kenneth Townsend, who teaches political science at Millsaps College. He says the Confederate flag holds pride for some Mississippians and reminds others of the state's racist past. Townsend says most Republicans haven't wanted to change the flag before, and he thinks it might happen now.
He is a leader in the Republican Party. He's someone who people in the party respect, and he has the ability to get things done. If he really wants something to happen in the legislature, there's a very good chance that he'll make it happen.
The Mississippi legislature isn't scheduled to meet again until next January. So it's unclear what happens next. For NPR News, I'm Desiree Frazier in Jackson.